This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A top U.S. envoy says the United States agrees with Israel that the fight against Hamas will take months. But officials are talking about a timetable for scaling back from the fierce combat to more precise ways of targeting Hamas leaders. This morning in Tel Aviv, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he's been talking with the Israelis.
I've met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet, President Herzog, and a range of senior officials. We discussed the ongoing war and military operations. We discussed our shared objective of ensuring that Hamas will never again pose a threat to the state of Israel.
Jake Sullivan's also talking today with the Palestinian president about post-war arrangements for Gaza. A jury resumes deliberations today in Washington in the Rudy Giuliani case.
A federal jury in Washington is deciding how much money former New York mayor and Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani must pay to two Georgia election workers for lies he told about them. Wandria Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, say Giuliani's lies about them led to a barrage of racist threats and upended their lives. They're seeking tens of millions of dollars in damages over Giuliani's false claims accusing them of ballot fraud, while Giuliani was fighting to keep Republican Donald Trump in the White House after the November 2020 election won by Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, Giuliani's attorney acknowledged that his client was wrong, but insisted that he was not fully responsible for the vitriol the women faced. Norman Hall, Washington.
The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia will be sentenced today for felony child neglect, nearly a year after her son critically wounded the teacher. Prosecutors say they'll recommend a six-month sentence. 14 workers at the Tenerife airport in Spain have been arrested on suspicion of stealing items from luggage. This is AP News. Now to Lionel Messi and his jerseys.
Soccer superstar Lionel Messi's World Cup jerseys become the highest-selling sports memorabilia of this year. The fans went wild in 2022 when Argentina won the World Cup in Qatar. And now a high-stakes bidder can take home some of that glory. Six jerseys worn by Lionel Messi, who scored two goals in the final game, sold at auction for $7.8 million. The shirts were on display at Sotheby's New York headquarters before this week's auction ended. No information about the bidder has been released, but Sotheby's says some of the proceeds will go to a children's hospital in Barcelona, Spain, that helps fight rare diseases. The 36-year-old Messi, who now plays for Inter Miami, spent nearly two decades at Barcelona. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.